Recorded Books is pleased to present the Modern Scholar series, where great professors teach you. My name is Richard Poe, and I'll be your host. Today we begin a course entitled Archaeology and the Iliad, the Trojan War in Homer and History. Your professor is Eric H. Klein, a former Fulbright scholar and the chair of the Department of Classical and Semitic Languages and Literatures at George Washington University. A prolific researcher, Dr. Klein is the author or editor of 7 books and has more than 70 articles and book reviews to his credit. His books include The Battles of Armageddon, which received the 2001 Biblical Archaeology Society Publication Award for Best Popular Book on Archaeology. Jerusalem Besieged, From Ancient Canaan to Modern Israel. Sailing the Wine Dark Sea, International Trade and the Late Bronze Age Aegean. The Aegean and the Orient in the 2nd Millennium B.C. He also co-authored a book for young adults entitled The Ancient Egyptian World. In addition, Professor Klein has been featured on numerous radio and television broadcasts, such as the BBC World Services, National Public Radio, the Discovery Channel, the National Geographic Channel, and the History Channel. Dr. Klein is married with 2 children, 2 cats, and varying numbers of fish. The events of the Trojan War, the subject of Homer's epic poem, The Iliad, and numerous lesser-known stories, have dominated the human imagination since the dawn of recorded history. The beautiful Helen, the heroic warrior Achilles, and the cunning Trojan horse of Odysseus all still have a place in popular culture, where they continue to fascinate and inspire each new generation. But did these events actually occur? Did Helen and Achilles exist? Did a Trojan War even take place? With the advent of modern archaeology, these questions can finally be put to the test, as trained scientists exercise ever more advanced technology to delve into the secrets of the past. What archaeologists have found reveals more than just the history of an ancient people. It reveals the forces behind the wellspring of myth that is the Trojan War, and helps explain why it has held our fascination for thousands of years. For more information on this course, please visit its webpage at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll have access to links to related sites, a seminar room to share your thoughts with other students, and yes, of course, a final exam. And now we begin Archaeology and the Iliad, the Trojan War in Homer and History. Lecture 1, The Tale of the Trojan War, Introduction and Overview. And now, Professor Klein.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?